Hi, this is a dictation for Willie Raines, Willie Raines. Date of birth is 5/24/1978. Date of accident 8/18/2022. Date of service 4/18/2023. The history of presenting illness is as follows. Mr. Willie Raines is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit.
Let's see what he will get.
He has complaints of headaches that are ongoing 4 to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Without any nausea, vomiting, and they last for 6 to 8 hours, sometimes 10 hours. No history of any aura or seizures. He reports that his ears pop and they are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, or double vision, or vision disturbance at this time. He denies any loss of memory, and there is a difficulty sleeping, usually weakness, and lack of focus. He can walk up to 2 or 3 blocks with a cane, ace bandage, and he's using knee brace. His pain is in the neck area, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, with radiation to both arms and all the fingers that are involved in a glove-like fashion. Middle back pain is around 5, lower back pain is 4, and there's no radiation of pain to the lower extremities. The pain in both the knees are present, especially the right knee, to the tune of 5. He also reports pain in the right shoulder, which is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he can raise up to 120 degrees of abduction, beyond which he experiences severe pain. Overall pain is around 5, and his ADLs are affected 5. The patient reports only 10% improvement in the symptoms. The ADLs that are reported affected are: work is affected 8, enjoyment of life and general activity 7, sleep and walking ability is affected 5. For the system review, please review the chart. For the additional symptoms, please review the chart. For substance abuse, please review the chart. For the compliance history, please review the chart. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 156 over 111. Pulse is 63. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is dated 3-7-2023. Dictation number is 0307-039. Plan of care. The patient has an IME on February 27th, and I have not seen the IME exam that was done by his insurance company. Currently, the patient is being evaluated, and he has various symptoms as a result of automobile accident. He is being managed by case management services from accident care. A MRI of the brain with neurocon study is being ordered to identify TBI and brain trauma-related issues. The accident had occurred on 8/18/2022 with ongoing symptoms until now. The patient is prescribed a onlux and photobiomodulation device for his back and for right shoulder to bring additional relief by infrared device. Patient is referred to a case management company called Accident at his choice. He's also being referred for neuropsych evaluation by Triton Behavioral for further evaluation of his TBI symptoms and treatment. He was prescribed quad cane and neck brace that he's using. He's been referred to a chiropractor, but he discontinued the chiropractic service as he was feeling too much pain from his manipulations. Regarding the medication, the patient is provided the following medication, which are Celebrex, 200 milligrams daily, for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation, Tramadol 50 mg Q12-hour PRN is provided for pain relief PRN basis, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN 60 tablets for relief of anxiety, Zoloft is provided 50 mg twice a day to help in the depression, anxiety, and panic. Neurontin, 600 milligram Neurontin twice a day is provided for relief from the headaches and from nerve-related pain in the hands and the fingers. Fioricet, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocpro ointment is provided for topical pain relief. MRIs were done and have been discussed with the patient. There was a evaluation of neuropsych that was done by Forest Park Clinic, Dr. Weiss, and he recommended ongoing case management and treatment for psychiatric evaluation, neurocognitive therapy, interdisciplinary approach with the pain management, and psychotherapeutic support that are being now carried out. He did not go for ongoing therapy with Dr. Weiss, so it has been arranged. His MRIs were again reviewed, and it was found that he has an attenuation of the superior anterior cruciate ligament fibers with increased signal, requiring an injection into the shoulder, into the right knee. In the right shoulder, he has a supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing involving the anterior one-third fibers of infraspinatus intraspinous tendons, moderate AC joint osteoarthritis, mild tenosynovitis of the extra-articular biceps tendon. These injections have been discussed with the patient in a great length. In the cervical spine MRI, it shows a uncomfortable joint hypertrophy, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, as well as broad-based disc herniation, C5-6, and C6-7, there is a broad-based disc herniation requiring injection to the facet joints and the epidural injections, time 4. Lumbar spine has a bulging disc of the L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, has a facet hypertrophy leading to right neural foramen narrowing and ligament of flavum thickening everywhere, requiring further injection treatment with LESI times 4 to bring relief. It is suspected the patient has a sacroiliac joint involvement bilaterally, which may require 1 or 2 injections. His facet joints that are involved, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C7-T1, L4-5, L5-S1, may require further injections if lumbar epidural and cervical epidural do not relieve the pain. For diagnostic and therapeutic purpose, and maybe a medial nerve bunch block could be attempted. Thank you. Patient is stable, is going to continue his physical therapy. He has been provided with a compounding cream as well as naltrexone 1 milligram capsule. He has been released to a light duty job, 5 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds lifting limit. Although hospital replacement services have been ordered and a case management has been ordered, physical therapy is 2 times per week with traction and massage to the affected areas. He'll be seen in 30 days' time, and once he agrees for the injection treatment, that'll be carried out. Thank you.